بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دیدو اشعار فاضل الشيخ ابو الرومي وتبريد دوره هذا شاكي محمد اختصاب نور الله مرقده آه سهرا مبارك تیرے دیوانوں کو آه سهرا مبارك تیرے دیوانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوختہ سامانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوختہ سامانوں کو سوزش غم سے تڑپتے ہوئے پروانوں کو آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو ہم فدا کرنے کو ہے دولتیں کونین ابھی ہم فدا کرنے کو ہے دولتیں کونین ابھی تو نے بخشا ہے جو غم ان فتح دامانوں کو تو نے بخشا ہے جو غم ان فتح دامانوں کو خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دوست ویرانوں کو کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دوست ویرانوں کو اہل دنیا تو چمن میں ہیں گلوں کے بندے اہل دنیا تو چمن میں ہیں گلوں کے بندے ان کے دیوانے تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو ان کے دیوانے تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو اہل دنیا کو ہے راسائی یہ پانی دنیا اہل دنیا کو ہے راسائی یہ پانی دنیا نعرہ محبت تیرے مستانوں کو، نعرہِ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو، حسن فانی بتا پر مرے کرگس لیکن، حسن فانی بتا پر مرے کرگس لیکن، آہِ سہرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو، آہِ سہرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو، آخر شعر مزہ ہو، ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر، ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر، ہائے یہ درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو، ہائے یہ درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو، ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو، آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو، ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو، آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو،
احمد صلی علی رسولہ الکریم. A brief translation of this very mubarak poem, in which there's a lot of islah for myself. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make it that we change our understanding of this world. Hazrat Akim Saf rahimullah, he takes us out of a liar deception, and the deception is that many a time, because of us living in a world where there's a lot of fisk and fujur, and because we see ourselves with a kurta, with a topi, with a beard, we see ourselves giving bayan, writing, speaking, students, madrasa, and we start also feeling that we are that selected group. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has made for every group, there's a group higher. And that group then gives a message to the group under that there's still a long path to go. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, Hamne dekha hai tere chaak garebano ko, aatish-e gham se chalakte hoye peymano ko. And he said, we had seen those people of yours, O Allah, that they had nothing to do with this world. So when you would find them, you'll find their buttons are open. But he said, their peymana, their vessel of their heart was filled and brimming with your love. We live in a world, if the car is smart, if the phone is smart, if the pen is smart, the kurta is smart, it means I'm smart. But when you would see that man who's just sitting on the ground, and he got nothing but dust over him, and then when you would see that burn, then you would understand that the road to Allah is a different road. Humne dekha hai tere sokhtaye samano ko. Oh Allah, we had seen those people whose house had nothing. Everything had like burnt. It was all gone. You walked in the house, you felt shy. That Umar radiallahu anhu came, and what levels they were. But each one of them looked for one higher. Umar radiallahu anhu was the Imam of Zuhud. He was the Khalifa of the Muslim world. But he had nothing to do with this world. When delegation came to meet Umar radiallahu anhu, they were told he's in the masjid. Because of the delegation, he would put on like a black jubba in respect of the delegation. The second group came, they asked, where's the Amir, the Khalifa running over Rome and Persia? So they said, in the masjid you will find one man with a black robe. So they entered the masjid, they found no one, they came out. Young children they met, they said, where's this man called Umar? He said, he's in the masjid sleeping on one corner.
He said, but we were told a man with a black robe, they entered. A black robe which me and you will die for, so that I can walk with a smart jubbah. Umar radiallahu anhu kept it on for delegation number one. Soon as the delegation went out, the same robe he took out. He made it into a pillow, he put it under his head, and on the dust. They had absolutely nothing for this world. But he also kept his eye one higher. So he reaches the lands of Iraq, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, the leader of the Muslim armies, Aminu, Hadihil Ummah. Umar radiallahu anhu enters his house and starts crying. He says, oh Abu Ubaidah, the world changed all of us, it never changed you. May Allah take us out of our life. So he said, we saw those people, their houses were burnt in your... So he says, oh Allah, I saw. This you will understand when you see it's raining, and the insect will fly around. It is just flying around, it's called a moth. But you look at it and you say, what is doing by that light? As it flies by that light, then a time comes, it burns its wing. When that wing burns, it falls on the ground, and now you just see it taking this turn and that turn. He says, oh Allah, I saw those people that with the burn of your love, they became that moth that was just moving this way and that way. And everybody else looked at them and wondered, what you got of this world? And they would say, we got the light of this world. We're not worried of the world. Hum sida karne kuhe dolete kaunain abhi. He says, when we would see these people at that moment, and this happens to all, and that's why Allah kept that group. But when you will see that group of Allah's lovers, then at that moment we also say, that, O Allah, that dolat, tu ne baksha hai jo hum in pate damano ko. O Allah, that love that you have given these people, whose clothing have patches. If I could get that love, perhaps I would sacrifice both the worlds. But it is only at that moment when a man sits, and there are levels. Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahimullah, explained in the Masnawi of Murana Rum, Ibrahim ibn Adham, Rahimullah, he gave up his whole kingdom. But he himself, when another man came to ask him, what did you do? One, two words he spoke in the man's ear, that man gave up his whole kingdom also. There were those people. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they started their life as very, very wealthy people. And then they met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they gave up everything. And then there's a second group, and that Allah has kept, Allah tabarakallah has kept for me and you, we will not give up everything. But at least in the company of these people when we will see, at least the desire will come, can I give up haram so that my lazzat and enjoyment comes in halal. We live in a world where we think money will give me happiness. But it's sometimes when you sit in this company and you see this man got no money and he got no furniture and he got nothing. But when he smiles, he makes everyone smile. At that time a person says, I'd rather give up myself. I met one Arab friend, I asked him, what changed your life? He said, a Jamaat came to the area, so they told him, come out. He said, I worked for the Saudi Arabian army. He said, I fought in Iraq. I was in this battle and that battle, I was lieutenant, very high. He says, then the Jamaat came out. And they asked us, can't you go out? And there was a long story he explained. I told them the Ahle Bid'at. I went to some shuyukh. They told me, try it, go out with them. He said, that night when I slept in that masjid, which was a small masjid, in Arabia when you go out into the desert, you don't find the smart masajid of the cities. He said, in that masjid how I slept. The next morning I asked my wife, it was a Mastura Jamaat. I asked my wife, what did you feel last night? She says, wallah, that happiness I got. He says, we were fighting like cats and dogs at home. I went home, my wife said, the TV has to come out. He said, our whole life changed on one night in the company of those ghuraba. So Allah tabarak ta'ala has kept. We live in a world of affluence and wealth. And we really think it's all happening here. As Rakim Sahib says, when we went in that company, then I said, I'll also give up both the worlds of Allah, if I can just get a part of that love. خَلْوَتِ غَارِ حِيرَ سَهِ تُلُوءِ خُرْشِيد. Ya samajhte ho tum eh dosto veerano ko. He says, oh my friends, when me and you will look at this world, and when you will see a smart building, then we will think, hey, everything is happening here. And when we will see a dilapidated building, with hardly any light in it, then we will say, this one is not for me. He says, but it was in the cave of Hira that the son of Nubuwa rose. It never happened anywhere else. Which Quran indicates, and many a time we fall in, when we want to do any khidmat of deen, the first thing is the building. But many a time, because that building is so smart, a lot of haram wealth has to also be put in that building. Because of that haram roof, that tajalli of Almighty Allah can't come through. Now in my beautiful house, which I put up so smart, and I asked that great Sheikh of the Zamana, come and make a khatam in this house. And I want my son to become the alim of the time. But that roof it is made of haram will not allow that tajalli of Allah to go through it. For it to happen, maybe we need a simple area. That I can say, I only put in halal wealth. So Allah, that when it comes, your tajalli, fi buyutin adhin Allah. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, the tajalli of your creator hits in simple places where only the name of Allah is high. Nothing else is high. He says, in that place you will find rijal created. And this is that lie that we must come out of. We live in a world where everything is smart, smart, top, top. My clothing must be smart, the car must be smart, everything smart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought us to that level, and he put it in front, where he said, al-bazaghatu min al-iman. That can you start being simple? That level, so that halal is put in, it's not mushtabah, it's not haram. And in that place where you will have the ghar of Hira, a simple area, you will see the sun of Nubuwa again will rise. Ahle dunya tu chaman mein hai gulo ke bande. As Rakim Sahib says, and it is us all, he says, the people of the dunya, and really we are the people of the dunya. Although we might think we are the people of the akhirah, but the proof of it is, he says, the people of this dunya, in this beautiful garden of this world, have become the slave of the flowers. And that's what we are. Which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ta'isa abdu dinar. That there are certain people who have become slaves of wealth, and certain people have become slaves of clothing. He said, those people, ta'isa, that they have lost everything. He said, Tuba, rather my glad tidings are for those people. That he just got that fikr of giving his life for Allah. So he jump on his horse to go out in the path of Allah. Mukhbaratan qadama, even if the dust comes on his clothing, it makes nothing for him. In kana fil hirasa, if the Amir tells him, you must just stay at the back and guard the army, for him it's nothing. If he tells him, you go in the front, for him it's nothing. He got no fikr of pomp, he got no fikr of show. He got no worry, I must be the one who is mentioned, I must be the one who is seen. He said, Tuba, Mubarak to that person. So the Rakim Sahib says, the people of this world, they have become the servants of the flowers of this world. Unke diwane tu jate hai bayabano. He says, but your lovers, O Allah, we find they always stay away from the crowds. And they go out into the forest. They don't want to be noticed. Ahle dunya ko hai raas aayi ye fani dunya. And may Allah tabarakala save us all, that we mustn't be the people of dunya. He says, for the people of this world, the beauty of this world is muwafiq to their mizaj. Muwafiq to their mizaj means they get happy when the world comes. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. When the world comes, it means everything is okay. Now I'll read my salah, I'll go in jamaat, I'll do this. But the world must come. He said, نَارَ عِشْكُ وَمَحَبَّتْ تِرَي مَسْتَانُوكُ. Oh Allah, but we saw those who were madly in love with you. They are no worry of this world. It was just that, will I wake up tomorrow to cry in front of my Allah? That was the one fikr. Husn fani buta par mare kargat lekin aah sahara ho mubarak tere diwano ko. Says in this world there are two groups. One is that group who has become like a vulture. A vulture eats what we will call haram. But for the vulture it's not haram, it's carrion. It is something that somebody else ate and it just went and it took its share. The eagle and the falcon stays high above. Say, I look for my own. He says, in this world people have become like vultures. That everyone is taking what was not meant for him. So he takes that haram, that extra amount, that extra girl, that extra wealth, that has become our tabiat. We enjoy it. He says, Mubarak, O Allah, to those servants of yours, that the only fikr is in the morning, if I can say, aha, to my Allah. Humne diwano se seekhi hai muhabbat akhtar. Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, in this manner we have seen those people. And they really showed us what it is to be burnt with your love, O Allah. In the khanqah of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahimullah himself, we would see the Khadim Mirsaf. Mirsaf was a man who was burnt in the love of Almighty Allah. So his house was the place of the majlis. If he had to put the curtain, it became his house. In the morning, if the majlis had to start, the curtain was removed. There was no cupboard, there was no clothes, there was no Tupperware, there was no anything. It was the same place where we sat for the majlis, it was the same place he slept. In the morning he would cry and his life passed away. But what a man. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said, if only you could be those people, yanabi' al-ilm, if they were the springs of knowledge, maqabih al-huda, from whose heart hidayat spread in the world, ahlas al-bayt, that they only had one carpet. Suraj al-layl, said at night they were the candle that was burning. When they were in a majlis, no one noticed them. When they were absent, no one bothered about them. He said, that was that unique jamaat of Almighty Allah. But Allah Ta'ala put that in front of me and you, so that we don't fall, that I look at my clothes and I really think, hey, I'm there. We see my house and I understand I'm very far from where it is. He says, I learned your love of Allah from those who were madly in love with you. Hi, ye dard kaha milta hai farzano ko. He says, the only thing is, as long as aqal is our God, as long as my mind is my God, then he says, this love will never come to that person. But that person who puts his head down, and he will say, in this world there are others who have really found the love of Allah. And everyone gets ready to look up to one higher. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah's system in this world, there will always be one more who got a burn of the love of Almighty Allah more than what we think we have a burn. And when we see that, then we cry and we say, oh Allah, I really thought I was humble. But I'm very, very far from you. May Allah tabarakala never make it that we keep remaining deception in the barakah of this majlis. May Allah take us all out of deception.